This is Rabbi Yaakov Fish with Countdown to Pesach Part 2. Today I would like to discuss Bedikas Chametz, the physical inspection of Chametz, and particularly the appropriate time to do the Bedikas Chametz. The Mishnah Pesachim states, Or l'arba asar botin asa chametz l'or ner. The evening of the 14th of Nisan, one should inspect for Chametz or search for Chametz to the candlelight. That is what's brought down in the Shulchan Aruch, in the Halacha. And the reason why we choose the 14th of Nisan, the evening of the 14th of Nisan, because that is the last night before Pesach, prior to the Chag of Pesach, and the following morning on the 14th of Nisan by day is when we will have our last opportunity to destroy the Chametz and fulfill the mitzvah of Teshbisu, of destroying the Chametz, so we will not violate the prohibition of Bal Yiroi Bal Yimatzeh, but we shall not see any Chametz or have any Chametz in our possession. So therefore, the evening before the 14th of Nisan, or the evening of the 14th of Nisan, rather, we search for the Chametz. A question arises, what happens if a person is going away for Pesach? He's not going to be home the 14th of Nisan. He's not going to be home, rather, the evening of the 14th of Nisan. He's going away on vacation, or he's going away somewhere else. He's just simply not going to be at home. So then Halacha tells us it depends when he's leaving. Is he leaving within 30 days before Pesach, or he's leaving before 30 days before Pesach? If he's leaving within 30 days before Pesach, then he must do the bedika. He must do the bedika, but without a bracha. The reason why he must do a bedika within 30 days before Pesach, but without a bracha, without a blessing, is because he's leaving within the season of Pesach. As the Talmud states, 30 days before Pesach is already considered the season of Pesach, to the point that it says, Shaal Medorshin Behilchas Pesach, Shloshim Yom Kodin Pesach. The Talmud states that already 30 days prior to Pesach, people should already start learning the laws and ask the rabbi to teach the laws of Pesach, or go to classes to study and educate oneself about Pesach. The point is, 30 days before Pesach is the season of Pesach. So therefore, if someone travels within 30 days before Pesach, he does the bedikah, but without a blessing. However, if he leaves more than 30 days before Pesach, he's not required to do the bedikah. Another solution may be, even if he's traveling, that he can go ahead and appoint someone else to do a bedik on his behalf. That works as shlichus. A person can appoint a shliach, a representative, to do the bedik on his behalf. And the shliach has in mind that he's the representative has in mind he's doing the bedik on behalf of the person that left. An unusual situation that's coming up this year, the year of 2021, 5781, is that this year, the 14th of Nisan, is coinciding with Shabbos, which means that the evening of the 14th is Friday night, and being that it's Friday night, we can't do the bedikah on Friday night. So the question is, when would we do the bedikah? So the Shulchan Aruch states that we do the bedikah on Thursday night, which is really the evening of the 13th of Nisan. We do the bedikah on the evening of the 13th, and even though it's not the evening of the 14th, it's the evening of the 13th, but we do the bedikah with a bracha. And in fact, many of the practices of Erev Pesach this year are going to be applicable on the 13th of Nisan on Friday, and as we'll discuss soon in some upcoming conversations as well. So to recap, the appropriate time to do Bedikas Chametz is the evening of the 14th with a bracha, with a blessing. If one's going away within 30 days before Pesach, he does the bedikah without a bracha. If he's going away more than 30 days, he does not do bedikah at all. And this year, that Erev Pesach coincides with Shabbos, he does the bedikah Thursday night, which is the evening of the 13th of Nisan. Have a wonderful day.